Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Today I'd like to share another enduring truth that comes from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Here it is. When we participate in the Lord's Supper, we should reflect deep care and concern for all members of Christ's body. Well, when you read further in Paul's letter, you'll discover that the Corinthians were showing favoritism during the Lord's Supper. It may surprise you that in the early days of the church, breaking bread and drinking from the cup were never separated from a meal. The token meal, which we practice today and still call the Lord's Supper, came into existence because of persecution. However, in the Corinthian church, they were still practicing a full meal, and because of their terrible carnality, listen to what Paul had to write to them.
When you come together, then, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper, for at the meal each one eats his own supper. So one person is hungry, while another gets drunk. Don't you have homes in which to eat and drink? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What should I say to you? Should I praise you? I do not praise you in this matter.
Well, these are strange words to most of us, but when we understand the Lord's Supper, as it was practiced in the early days of the church, and the sin that existed in the Corinthian church, we can understand why there was favoritism and sinful behavior that was taking place in one of the most sacred experiences we're to engage in, to remember the broken body and shed blood of Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.